Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn and I want to talk to you today. Are you complaining today or are you focusing on your blessings? If I'm honest, man, when I'm tired, when I get fatigued, hungry, we start focusing on the negatives and the complaints. And yeah, we all have them. Unfortunately, this side of heaven, Jesus warned us that in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But take heart. I have overcome the world, and in me you will have peace. But the enemy loves to get his focus on what's not going well instead of focusing on the blessings that we have. And I saw just a beautiful devotion about this. If you're a frequent listener, you know I love Paul David Tripp's New Morning Mercies devotional book, and I was reading one a couple weeks ago on April 25th, and that was kind of the theme for it. He doesn't have a title, but as I read through this, I just thought it's basically saying, are you a complainer, or are you a person that focuses on the blessings the Lord has given you? And he starts off this powerful devotion saying, today you will spend solitary moments of conversation with yourself, either listing your complaints or counting your blessings. Oh, ouch. Man, that stung a little bit when I read it a couple weeks ago. I want to say that again. Today you will spend solitary moments of conversation with yourself, either listing your complaints or counting your blessings. And friends, I think we all can relate to that. The thing about it is we all have numerous conversations each day. In fact, I read somebody one time said, we have a constant conversation running through our minds all throughout the day. And I think we can agree with that, friends. And that's why it's so important to start your morning off focusing on Jesus. And I'm so thankful. I know there's numerous people that they start off their mornings listening to Hope Is Here, whether it's listening on the radio on their way to work or while they're fixing breakfast, like my good friend Tom, getting ready for work, my friend Jeff, people just, they contact me and it'll be amazing. I'll get up at 6:30 a.m. Usually, and I'll check first thing to make sure the podcast for that day's programs is downloaded. And sometimes there's as many as 16 downloads already, and it's only been posted since like 1 a.m. And so I love that people are trying to focus on God early, and that's my whole goal through Hope Is Here, friends, is to remind you there's always hope because of Jesus. And so today, I just want us to kind of, maybe you need to get a reset on Mondays. I know sometimes we're just tired. We've had a busy weekend. You're still trying to play catch up from the previous week. And yet, I just want to encourage you today, maybe even have to challenge you a little bit, is I'm going to share some thoughts from this devotional by Paul David Tripp at New Morning Mercies on April 25th. He says, think for me with me for a moment. Do you live a life of blessing or complaint? It is so easy to grumble. It is so easy to find fault. It is so easy to be discontent. It is so easy to find things that are less than you want them to be. It is so easy to be irritated and impatient. It is so easy to groan and moan about the difficulties in our lives. It is so easy to be dissatisfied. So you're probably asking, why are these things so easy? Well, they're easy because sin still causes us to make it all about us. Ouch, again. I want to repeat this statement again by Paul David Tripp. Why are things so easy to complain about and focus on the negative? They're easy because sin still causes us to make it all about us. And, friends, one of the things I've learned, every situation that happens in my life, 99% of the time, I run it through the filter in my mind is, how does this affect me? Okay? don't judge me. You do the same thing. I mean, let's be honest. If there's a picture and you're in it, who's the first person you look for? yourself and to see if your eyes are open, if you're smiling and you're like, oh, that picture's not good of me, or man, I didn't realize, how heavy I was. That was my thing recently when I saw a picture of me. And, you know, but we do. We always run things, I think, through the filters. How does this affect me? You know, what's it make me look like? And the enemy loves to get us offended. But the fact of the matter is, and, you know, friends, we don't talk about it a lot on Hope Is Here because I have found that people are harder on themselves than God is. It grieves me to say that after over 20 years in ministry now. And yet I have to confess to you today that nobody's harder on Greg Horn than Greg Horn. And so one of the things that maybe somebody today listening to this, man, you just need to forgive yourself. You just need to forgive yourself. You messed up. You blew it. Said something you shouldn't have said. Did something you shouldn't have done. Looked at something you shouldn't have looked at. The list goes on and on of things that we do because we get in our flesh sometimes. But friends, I want to just encourage you right now to just confess those to God, ask for His forgiveness, and know that the Bible says, as far as the east is to the west, that God remembers it no more, and to let it go. And as the old saying goes, throw away that rearview mirror, okay? Quit looking in the past. God has forgiven you, so please forgive yourself today. But I want to get back to talking about sin because a lot of times we don't want to call it what it is, sin. And what's the middle letter in the word sin? It's only a three-letter word, S-I-N, the letter I, right? I, me, 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 me. Paul David Tripps goes on to say, sin still causes us to make it all about us because sin really is selfishness at its core. We all still tend to shrink our worlds down to the small confines of our wants, our needs, and our feelings. Oh, it's so good. We all tend to still shrink our worlds down to the small confines of our wants, our needs, and our feelings. Friends, when I read that, I thought, that's me. That's me. He goes on to say, we then tend to judge the good of our lives by how much of what we want we are able to actually have. Ouch again. I talked about this earlier. We run things through the filter of how it affects us, how it makes us feel. At street level, it's tempting to live a God-forgetful existence, friends. It really is. If you put yourself in the center of your world, you will find plenty of things to complain about. Can I get an amen about that? Say that again. If you put yourself in the center of your world, you will find plenty of things to complain about. Yeah, I like to make this joke sometimes with parents or kid with me about their kids, this and that, and da-da-da, and, just they're having to do this and that and with them and help and all that. And I say, it's their world and we're just living in it, right? And they just start laughing. And yet that's really, even adults, we do that ourselves, We run it through that filter of, hey, this is my world and how's this affect me? And I'm just trying to encourage you to maybe change your mindset today, friends. Maybe the reason you're not happy, maybe the reason you don't have peace is because you're not focusing on your blessings. You're focusing on what you don't have. And I want to remind you, there is a difference between wants and needs. I have to be reminded that quite often. There's a difference between my wants and my needs. Needs, we need clean water to drink, food to eat, air to breathe, clothes, shelter, transportation's great. Sometimes I know people go without that for a season and have to ride the bus or I know some friends that, they can't drive and they depend on people for rides. And so the blessing other people have in transportation. But sometimes we can complain about wants and not needs. Paul David Tripp goes on to say, it's also true that you live in a fallen world where people and things are not functioning the way God intended. This world really is terribly broken. Life here is really hard at times. You face all kinds of difficulties, big and small, and people will disappoint you. They make your life hard, Obstacles appear in your way. In some ways, the fallenness of your world enters your door every day. Combine the hardships of life in this fallen world with the self-centeredness of sin, and you have a recipe for disaster, or at least a miserable life of discontent. The Bible does not see grumbling and complaining as little things. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, Moses recounts how the people of Israel, as he was trying to lead them out of Egypt, they just grumbled and complained about their lives, and they were just embedded in murmuring, complaining, and there are questions about the goodness and the wisdom of God. And in fact, I'd encourage you, you know, we talk a lot in the New Testament, but to go read Deuteronomy chapter 1 and just read about it. It really starts getting into where God tells Moses he's got to call the people out. In verse 16, it starts there about the murmuring and the complaining and just focusing on that. God's assessment was that by their grumbling, the people had rebelled against him, and they had shown that they were unwilling to do what he had called and enabled them to do. We'll say that again. The people had shown that they were unwilling to do what he had called them to do and enabled them to do. So I got to ask you today, friends, is there something God's been asking you to do? And in fact, he's enabled you to do it and you haven't done it yet. I don't know what that is for you, but I know the Holy Spirit right now, that somebody either listening on the radio or on our podcast or watching on our YouTube channel has said, you know what? Man, that's me, Greg. There's something I haven't done that God has asked me to do, and he's actually enabled me to do. I want to encourage you to do that today, friends. You'll be amazed how much more peace that'll give you. And maybe the Lord has a blessing for you that he's wanting to bestow upon you, but he can't do that because you've not been faithful to do the one thing that he's asked you to do. So friends, I want to encourage you today to really, really do that. Paul David Tripp goes on to say, the joy or complaint of your heart always shapes your willingness to trust God and to do his will. Oh, that's so good. I want to read that one more time. The joy or complaint of your heart always shapes your willingness to trust God and to do his will. Friends, that's just so, so true. You know, complaining forgets God's grace. It ignores his presence. It fails to see the beauty of God's promises. It allows the display of his splendor in creation to go completely unnoticed. Friends, man, if you live in Kentucky, I know we've had people listen to podcasts all over the United States, all the world, but if you live in Kentucky, we are so blessed with just the beauty of spring in Kentucky. And I want to encourage you to take notice and appreciate that and thank God for that today. But you know what? We go on to question God's goodness, his faithfulness, and love at times, friends. We wonder if God is there and if he even cares. If you believe in God and his control over everything that exists, then you have to accept that all of your grumbling is ultimately grumbling against God. Yes, it is so easy to complain. It is so easy to forget the daily blessings that fall down on each of us. Our readiness to complain is another argument for the forgiving and rescuing grace that Jesus, without complaint, willingly died to give us. So friends, I want you to be reminded of the greatest act of love ever known to this world, Jesus willingly laying his life down on the cross, and I want to encourage you today not to complain, but to focus on your blessings. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Did you know that Hope is Here is also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? You can find all of these at Hope is Here Lex. Also, check out the daily 1 minute Cup of Hope, available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, that helps you keep your cup hopeful. To find out more information, go to our website, www.hopeishere.today.org. That's www.hopeishere.today.org.